Hello, I'm Ksenia Brodomillion, the Education and Enrichment Manager at Royal MTC, and this is the audio introduction to King James by Rajiv Joseph at the Tom Hendry Warehouse. This introduction covers the set and costumes that appear before intermission, as well as the few instances of physical action needed to understand the scene or that might cause the audience to laugh. Another track will cover these things for Act 2. A third and final track lists the cast and creative team. This introduction is about 5 minutes and 45 seconds long. King James is divided into 4 quarters, with intermission as halftime. It is about 2 hours long, including the 15-minute intermission. The play takes place in Cleveland, Ohio, between 2004 and 2016. There are 2 characters in this play, Matt and Sean. Here are our actors to introduce themselves.
Hey everyone, I'm Justin Fry, and I'm playing Matt. I'm a white man in my early 30s, but I play ages 21 to 33 throughout the show. I have shorter brown hair and am 6 feet tall. I hope you enjoy the show, and thank you so much for coming.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eric Miracle, and I'm playing Sean. I'm a black man in my early 20s, but I play ages 21 to 33 throughout the show. I have black hair and short trimmed facial hair, and I hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for coming to King James.
In quarter one, it's February 2004, Matt and Sean are 21 years old. Matt's style icon is Justin Timberlake. He wears baggy black jeans and shiny square-toed dress shoes, a loud purple striped button-down shirt under an open gray vest, a burgundy server's apron, and has a wallet with a chain in his pocket. Sean is dressed cool, but almost preppy. His jeans are baggy blue ones, and he wears worn sneakers, a gray t-shirt, red and gray striped cardigan, and a wool-peaked cap with colorful plaid patches. Sean enters with a rust-colored puffer jacket that he leaves on the back of a chair. In quarter two, it's summer 2010. Matt is still wearing his jeans, dress shoes, and apron, but his shirt is a more subtle green stripe. Sean has upgraded his sneakers to white Adidas ones with red stripes and wears a Cleveland Cavaliers jersey over a gray tee. During quarter two, he removes the jersey in anger and hurls it to the ground. The first two quarters take place at Le Cave au Vin, a wine bar. The stage floor is painted to look like light brown hardwood. Brown brick walls angle towards the back center of the stage. On the left wall is a chalkboard menu, then a stained glass window divided into diamonds, red, yellow, and purple. Below it is a marble-topped table with a candle on it and 2 chairs. Outside, through the window, are stairs leading down to the door, showing that Le Cave is below street level. The wooden door has a painted top and is framed in stone. In the other brick wall, there are 2 small windows high up. Below them is a tall, wide shelf full of wine and liquor bottles. A gray bucket with a mop standing in it leans against the shelf. Further along against this wall is a table and 2 chairs, above which are black and white photos of Cleveland. A light with a stained glass shade hangs on a chain above the middle of the stage. Below this light, in front of the shelf, is an L-shaped, leather-upholstered, marble-topped bar with 3 leather-padded bar stools. A metal trash can is on the floor beside the bar. Close to the front of the stage, at the center, is a final table, also with 2 chairs. Now for some visual moments in the scenes. At the beginning of the first quarter, Matt sits on the bar reading a newspaper. He will crumple it, toss it towards the garbage, and realize it reminds him of a basketball. Matt will put the trash can up onto the bar to make a net and begin to play basketball against an invisible foe, doing lots of spins and tricky moves, repeatedly tossing the crumpled paper towards the trash and missing it. Sean enters the bar and watches Matt play for a while before Matt notices him. Later, Matt excitedly quizzes Sean about his jobs. Sean scoots his stool backwards and stretches his arms out to put some distance between them. The second quarter is at night, with blue light filtering in through the windows. It begins with the 2 sitting at the table closest to us, drinking wine. You may hear their glasses clink as they set them on different surfaces, or toast. Near the end of the scene, Matt begins to walk around the bar to close up, flipping the chairs onto the tables. The 2 do a handshake where they clasp hands, thump chests, and snap their fingers. Sean exits through the door, which clicks behind him. Matt ends the quarter by getting the bucket and mop, setting them down close to the bar, and picking up Sean's discarded jersey. After staring at it for a long while, he tosses it into the metal trash can. In the first two quarters, you'll also hear the chimes of cell phones. This is Matt's Motorola Razr in 2004. And his next phone in 2010. The transitions between quarters are in the style of basketball games, with spotlights that sweep over the stage and audience throughout. At the end of quarter two, before intermission, a curtain is closed across the stage, making a sound as it goes along its track. Through intermission, a projection of LeBron James's number, 23, with a crown over it, is on the curtain. Thanks for listening! Make sure to leave yourself about 5 minutes at intermission so that you can hear the introduction to Act 2, Quarters 3 and 4.